Here we go with Alfred Zaccanino. Hey, Alfred, how are you?
How you doing? Thanks for having me today.
Well, I have you today because we just finished the 9/11 time, and I know you had some change maybe even in your life during that period, and you're going to be giving back to communities here in New York. You have a large company called Sumerian Group, all right? I love that Sumerian word even. I must have been come from some good part of your soul. I'm actually an interfaith minister, all faiths and every faith, but it's all good. So tell us a little bit about you. You're from the New York area, and what's your good news here today?
Well, the good news is that in these unprecedented times, we need positives in our life day to day. And you know, back to the origin of where I began in life, growing up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, humble beginnings and welfare. It's always been in my heart as I've advanced in life to give back. As you receive, give. It should be one hand to the another. You shouldn't have to receive your whole life and have all of this and say, hey, now I can give. You could give as you receive every day of the week if you want to. And that's what's in my DNA. So that's the good news. As we receive, we give. And there's a latest venture that we're doing that with right now. But back in the beginnings when I was air traffic controller at, you know, Kennedy Air Traffic Control Tower here in Queens, New York, your service to 200 people on an airplane times 30 people on your frequency all day long, every day long while you're working. So you're always doing something for someone. And I guess it just got embedded in my system, my soul, my heart. And beyond becoming an air traffic controller, when I got into private business ventures, whether it be, you know, real estate, private equity, investing, consulting, it was just a natural transition to say, hey, as I'm doing something that's good for me and my life to advance my life, I'm gonna out the other hand and to give as we go.
There you go. So we just finished the 9/11 time, and the kids are going back to school, and I believe your company makes some hand sanitizers, and what's going on there?
So week one of the pandemic, I recognized that there was going to be a massive shortage of hand sanitizer. Because I did some simple math in my head and I said, wait a second, everybody's talking about washing hands and keeping your hands clean. I looked at Purell and what their capacity is for hand sanitizer for consumers. And it was something like 360 million bottles a year is what they could produce, give or take. And then I did the math. If every one person in the United States went through one bottle of hand sanitizer a month, one bottle a month, and this could be a little 2 ounce bottle or even a bigger commercial bottle in a restaurant, that comes out to 3.6 billion bottles of hand sanitizer needed. So who's coming up with it? And then you realize, okay, when there's that much of a demand, who's going to be short? It's going to be the people less fortunate that probably might not be able to afford hand sanitizer, might not have the options or the optionality to maneuver to get hand sanitizer somewhere. So I said, we're going to utilize our strength of relationships at my company over the last 15 years and use those strengths to price our hand sanitizer low enough to where every purchase that where a consumer makes online to buy a bottle of hand sanitizer, we're able to give one to an organization, a person, a company, a family in need. And on top of that, you know, the hand sanitizer today, we've been inside of pharmacies, we've been inside of stores and even supermarkets and Costco, where you try a hand sanitizer and it just smells terrible. It smells like it's, you know, tequila or some bad alcohol. And then there was a time when my 7-year-old daughter was in camp early on in the pandemic before everything got shut down for good early on. And she complained to me. She came home one day and said, I put on this hand sanitizer. Look, Daddy, it smells so bad in my hand. I'm like, this is a problem. And let's make it a business. a problem fixer and a giver at the same time. And that's when the hand sanitizer company idea, you know, started and originated, and where it's come to today is super exciting because the quality of the product is great. There aren't any complaints. The buy one, give one model is in place. We're working with some storied, you know, organizations behind the scenes right now, as well as highly public school systems like the Department of Education through a mutual friend, where we're giving away bottles to over 390 schools in the public school system here in New York.
Great, great, great. So that's your give back. You feeling good about that?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's more where that came from. You know, this pandemic isn't going anywhere anytime soon. You know, when the weather cools, everybody, I'm sure, is a bit nervous. We all are. You are, I am, and the world is. What's going to happen? So if you could just channel your energies of darker times when you have that worry or you have that fear, and use that same energy to channel it towards something good, everyone will get through this a bit easier and a bit quicker.
All right, Alfred, you're a good man. Rocky, thank you very much. This is very enlightening. What is peace for you? What does peace mean to you?
Peace for me is being able to exhale. Because I feel like everybody's holding their breath. So peace for me is what's causing the terrible news that we all watch. I don't watch the news anymore, because to me it's always a negative energy of some sort, right? But it is this pandemic and the things surrounding this pandemic. It might even be a mix of politics in there too, and finance and family pressures that are causing people to just outlash, to kind of go at each other. And to me, peace, if we can all just get along, that's peace.
All right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Congratulations on your good Samaritan-ness, and continue on. I look forward to meeting you here in the New York area.
Yeah, same here. Thank you for all of your good work, and keep spreading that good news.
I'm fortunate. There's a billion to one stories of good news, yes. And that's the real reality of life. Okay. First of all, everybody that gets up, that's good news.
Yeah.
Everybody who can breathe, that's good news. Everybody, you know, who hopefully has a place to sleep, live, or whatever, and not doesn't have a gun in their face, that's good news. And so we got to be just thankful for the small things, right?
Yeah. And again, thanks for your great work. Good news is much more powerful than bad news.
By far. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.